This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
11:18 on Grant and Danny. Kyrie Irving shocked LeBron James reportedly in Cleveland by wanting out and wanting to find a new organization. He's not willing to continue to play for the Cavaliers. We'll get into that in about 15 minutes. Right now, though, let's talk Redskins training camp. They open up on Thursday. The Eagles, as Pete just told you, are already to work, and I'm seeing video come out of their first practice. Excited to get down to Richmond and check out the fellas down in burgundy and gold. Let's go non-Kirk Cousins this entire segment.
I agree to your terms.
Because there's so many other things to get to in the cover, and we spent so much time on Cousins. Chris Russell will be one of our reporters on the scene in Richmond at training camp, helping us to bring you the latest news every single day first here on 106.7 The Fan. So, Chris, let's actually start with broad brush here. Non-Cousins division, biggest storyline for you that you're most intrigued by at training camp is what?
I would say how the revamped secondary looks, because if this team is going to take a big step defensively in a pass-driven league, in a pass-happy division that is loaded at wide receiver, if you look at what Philadelphia did during the offseason, what the Giants had and what they added to, what the Cowboys still have, this secondary needs to be a lot better. It needs to be a lot cleaner. It needs to be a lot more shut down, and that starts with Josh Norman making more big plays and holding on to some interception opportunities and kind of closing the deal on some of them and avoiding some of those bad penalties. But really, it points a finger at Bashaud Breeland, Kendall Fuller, and then the two new safeties that everybody presumes will be the starting safeties week one against Philadelphia. And that's, of course, DJ Swearinger and Sua Cravens.
Russell, for me, it's Josh Doctson. And this is what it's supposed to look like in good organizations. Mm-hmm. The guy that you drafted eventually takes over for the high-priced free agent that you don't want to retain past his point of effectiveness. On paper, it's what is supposed to happen. Yep. I will say this, though. You better be right if you move on from Garcon and Jackson to go with the kid that's been injured a whole bunch. I've read this book before with Malcolm Kelly and a million other guys with their greatest offseason ever and how healthy they are now. I will be glued to every update, every route that he runs or doesn't run, or every rep that he takes or doesn't. To me, this is the biggest story with the Redskins.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Danny. I mean, for all the reasons that you just outlined, you're absolutely correct. And you know, I guess because he's actually made it through the first part of the offseason, and clearly we still have a long way to go before the regular season, where we have to see how his body reacts and what it does and how they spot him and how they use him. You know, I guess I'm not as concerned about Doctson this year as I was last year. I was freaking out last year because I saw a guy who couldn't stay on his feet. And when he was, you know, when he was hurt, he couldn't get back on the field. So then I saw him in OTAs and I said, well, you know what? Now I'm starting to see the flashes of course, what they brought him to do. I know what he did on tape at TCU. So I don't question the talent and the skill set. You just question the medical, right? Well, you know, I can't do anything to control that. So I just have to hope. I have to hope that he's going to be ready to go. I think if he's healthy, I think he's going to be, I don't want to say the real deal, but I think he's going to be a different version of Pierre Garçon. And when I say that, I mean maybe not as reliable as Pierre, maybe not as dependable and as much in terms of volume, but I think he'll be better in the red zone, especially the end zone. And I think he will be more of a stretch the field Z type of wide receiver, or we traditionally would call, than Garcon maybe was, especially the last 2 years.
Chris Russell getting ready to head down to Richmond. We'll have you covered for training camp here on 106.7 The Fan, with interviews each day, players as they get off the field, and all the access you need. Let's talk defensive rookies. Mm-hmm. This class got a lot of praise after the draft. Jonathan Allen starting on the defensive line. He's probably the only rookie that's going to start on this team.
Right.
But Ryan Anderson coming off the edge will play a lot early with Trent Murphy's suspension. And then I saw that the PUP list came out today. Yeah. And D'Angelo Hall and Houston Bates are the only guys on it. Does that mean Fabian Moreau, the corner who they drafted, is actually going to be full go at the start of camp?
Well, I think the plan with him was, you know, to take it very slow, of course, with the the pectoral from working out. So I think you have to go through those physicals first. I mean, like D'Angelo had told us a month ago when we last saw the team at Redskins Park that there was pretty much no chance he was going to be ready to go in August, that his goal and his only concern was to be ready for week 17, not week one, essentially. So a guy like Moreau, Monte Nicholson, the fourth round pick out of Michigan State, some of those other guys, Josh Holsey to some degree, some of the rookies that have had injury issues, they still have to go through pre-camp physicals. Grant, you remember on that Wednesday, on Wednesday of this week, and that day before the first actual open practice, they would run all the gassers. They would have to go through the physicals.
We call that Albert Hainsworth
day. Exactly. Well, you know, so that's when the rest of these decisions will be made. I haven't talked to anybody close enough to the situation, so maybe I'm missing something, but I think the plan with Moreau and even Nicholson was, hey, listen, we have a ways to go here. We've rushed guys before. There's no reason to clear them way, way, way ahead of time. But you could be looking before they come back from Richmond to Redskins Park to continue the rest of their program before the regular season, those guys to be activated off the preseason pup. And remember, if you're on the preseason pup, it's not the season pup where you have to miss the first 6 weeks. It just means you can't practice and you could be activated at any point.
Yeah, it could be 3 days later.
Right,
Allen
exactly.
On the D-line, Anderson at linebacker.
At WrestleMania621 on Twitter. So
hold on real quick. Allen on the D-line, Anderson at linebacker. I wanted to hear about those guys.
Yeah, I think, you know, Jonathan Allen, look, he's got a great teacher in Tom Sula. I've talked to him a couple of times. He seems as humble and as, I guess, driven as you could, you know, pretty much expect out of a first rounder who is playing a little motivated and with a chip on his shoulder. Here's what I know. I think he's going to be really good when they kick him inside in nickel situations, especially on third down. Remember, they didn't have that guy. They didn't have that guy that they could pinch down closer to the ball. And I think when Trent Murphy comes back, that's also going to allow Preston Smith. And I know, Grant, this is something that drove you crazy last year. When Preston Smith can get closer to the ball, closer to the either shoulder of the center, and then you're pinching Jonathan Allen down as well in these nickel situations. And again, when we talk about nickel, it's not just third down, it's also second down, it's a bunch of different situations. That's what I think is going to be the biggest difference pass rush wise for these teams, for this team, that they're able to get these pass rushers closer to the ball, closer to the middle of the line, so that they can take a more direct route to the quarterback.
And then Anderson.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And Anderson, I mean, I think he's going to play a pretty big role, because if you look at, again, you guys mentioned the Trent Murphy suspension. They don't have a whole lot of depth there, obviously, you know. Anyway, we don't know what to expect out of Junior Gallette. I mean, you hope, pray, right, that Junior Gallette can somehow, some way play one game. He hadn't played, never mind a regular season, he hadn't played a preseason game for the Redskins, right? So I expect Anderson, maybe because I don't have full faith in Gallette to stay healthy after these 2 years, I expect him to play a lot, especially, again, because of the Gallette situation, and more so because of the Murphy situation. And I would say this, Preston Smith, you know, there were flashes last year, but he obviously, everyone knows he needs to be more consistent, and nobody knows that more than the coaching staff and the guys in that locker room.
Chris Russell is with us. You'll hear him tonight, 6:30 post-Meridian on 106.7 The Fan, a whole bunch from down at training camp at WrestleMania 621. All right, Russell, I've been banging the drum for this. They have neglected the defensive line for so many years. I love the Jonathan Allen pick because he's a defensive lineman, and I hope he's very good. They needed, in my opinion, years of Jonathan Allen's. Mm-hmm. The barely okay guy on an overpriced free agent deal that was just fine somewhere else is not an adequate fill-in for me. I still think that's the largest weakness. Is there something emerging from the McGee, McClain, Phil Taylor, Matt Ioannidis, Anthony Lanier type crop that's going to be a viable defensive line, or is it more of kind of the, oh, well, we'll see what we have?
No, I think they're a lot better. I mean, maybe I'm missing something. I think Lanier, now that he's stronger and more experienced, I don't want to say think about what Chris Baker came from, because maybe that's not necessary. I think Lanier might be more physically talented ultimately than Baker was at this point comparably in his career. But I think Anthony Lanier is going to be a guy that now, again, that he's bulked up, he's going to surprise some people. McGee is a big, big, big dude who can move. McLean is a guy who has a motor and, you know, might not be the flashiest guy in the world, but can penetrate and can get into the backfield and can disrupt. Ioannidis, year two. You mentioned Phil Taylor, Joey Mbu. Who knows who's going to come out of this mix? Ziggy Hood was obviously good enough. Look, they feel good enough that they didn't have to bring back, and we all love Kedrick Golston, but they didn't have to bring back Kedrick Golston because they have enough versatility. They feel they have enough depth in this position, and they're younger too. And then again, just what I would say is they have a better, no offense to Rob Akey, they have a premier defensive line coach. And for everybody that believes in coaching and fundamentals and technique being more important than physical talent, well, here's where the rubber meets the road, right? Jim Tom Sula is the best probably defensive coach, period, that this team has had on its staff in a very long time.
Lastly, and we got to be quick here, but I want to hit on Dustin Hopkins. I'm surprised as of right now they're not bringing anyone in to compete with him.
Yep.
He had a good season, and I would be shocked if they moved on from him. I mean, they shouldn't, in my opinion. Right. I think that he's a good kicker. But he missed 8 kicks last year. A couple of them cost them games.
Yeah.
Should they be having him compete for his job?
Absolutely. I mean, look, you have 90 roster spots. You don't need 18 offensive linemen or, you know, whatever they're going to carry in Richmond. 18 might be too high, but absolutely they should. Now, the real thing would be whether it would be a sham, you know, or just to do a show, but they should have legitimate concerns because not all of those 8 kicks were 55, 54, 53 yarders. There were some chippies clearly in big spots that he missed, and absolutely it cost them at least one win, if not two.
Chris Russell will be on the scene for us in Richmond this coming week. Thursday, training camp opens, and that is what a non-Kirk Cousins Redskins segment sounds like, ladies and gentlemen. Slashy, thank you, buddy.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate you.
There are so many good storylines and big stories with this team. We'll be covering them all week
long. So many questions, man.
Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Kyrie Irving stuns the association by saying he wants out of Cleveland. LeBron didn't even see this coming, reportedly. Next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.